nó muốn hỏi mình á, có chuyện gì để phụ được.
Volunteer Michelle Lee is sitting with a group of North Austin residents, translating the words on a big poster from English to Vietnamese. She points out columns that read economic development, housing, civic engagement, asking the group to give feedback.
I'm hearing a lot of transportation, I can't get to my buses. I'm hearing road conditions. Health and Human Services, they would like to have translation services as well.
About 50 people turned out for the meeting at Summit Elementary School. It's part of the city's Asian American Quality of Life Initiative. Project manager Marion Sanchez says they're trying to better understand and serve the population's needs.
What we are learning is that each community have a different culture, of course, have a different language, and have a different way to communicate among each other.
Sanchez says Asian American residents want the same services as everyone else, but there seems to be a lapse in communication.
As a public servant, our job is basically not only to create the resources, but also to make them available for the community in need. What we have is a gap between the services that we provide and some of the community members that they needed because of the isolation.
Many of the attendees said language barriers or immigration status keep them from getting involved. Take Don Duan, for example. She's lived in Austin for 7 years. Duan says she became a citizen 2 years ago, but she's never voted because she doesn't know how. According to a 2014 study by the Pew Research Center, Asian American voter turnout lags behind that of other ethnic groups. If you ask Michelle Lee, it's going to take more outreach to help bridge that gap.
Pamphlets, brochures, polling places, things that as English speakers, we take for granted because we know they exist. But if you're of Asian descent or doesn't speak the English language, they may not know that a translation service is available, 311 is available, polling places can have volunteers who speak your language, that sort of thing.
The team plans to issue a report and present their recommendations to city leaders in the coming weeks. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.